Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. I am merely Mike Salmon without my sidekick today. Stephen Julian is on vacation, actually celebrating his birthday today. Looks very good for a 97-year-old man. He actually shows his age well, or actually doesn't show it well. But Stephen, we miss you. We'll see you next week here back in the studio. But we've got three great folks in the studio joining us to talk about their businesses. We have Marie Fratoni with Get Clients Everywhere. Rick Luce is in the house here. He's representing Milton Park Partners. And Elizabeth Bergner with Planned Parenthood of Georgia. So we're going to start the program with a good friend of the program here and a good friend of Business Radio X, Marie Fratoni. Get Clients Everywhere. Marie, it's always great to see you. It's been a while since we've had you in the studio.
It's been a while. I've been missing you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I appreciate that very much. Tell folks that are not familiar with you or Get Clients Everywhere, and shame on them for not being familiar with Get Clients Everywhere, but tell them about your company and what you do.
Well, we are a company that helps entrepreneurs grow their business, and we do that by helping them put in the right infrastructures so that they can target the right clients, make more money, get out from under, and really have a great life and celebrate joy.
How does it begin when you first meet a prospect? What is that conversation like?
If I were meeting a prospect, I always offer a complimentary conversation and see if we could find a breakthrough that would help them grow their business. But then I look and I listen in to see if they're really a right client for the kinds of programs that I do. And if so, I might invite them to participate. And then we create a program that really helps them, is tailored and customized to their particular business so they can really get a shortcut to success.
The name of the company is Get Clients Everywhere. That's very attractive to businesses and business owners because we all want clients.
Yeah.
Can we really get clients everywhere?
Yeah. I think they're everywhere, but what we have to do is we need to know how to get to them. Not everybody is going to be our client, but everybody's connected to a good 100 people or so. And those 100 people, if those relationships are nurtured and you touch them with your marketing and you connect with them, then they, if they're not your target client, they know your target client.
What's the biggest difference that you can offer to a business owner?
Well, I think a lot of businesses do trial by error, and a lot of businesses just go out selling, and they don't have a foundation, they don't have a program, they don't have a market. And so when people approach them, they're not ready to be sold to because they don't know who they are. So what we do is we really help people create their messaging so the messaging lands on the right client, and people get a chance to know them, get a chance to like them. And, you know, as they say, you know, like, and trust people you do business with.
Sure.
And if that's not there, there's no business. So I think what we do is we really help create that shortcut so that they can really fine tune and really have the underpinnings of a professional business.
Before we get into some of the programs that you actually provide for your clients and for business leaders out there, tell us a little bit about Marie and your background and how you got to where you are today.
Oh, it's fun. I've had a circuitous route.
Haven't we all, though?
I know. I just said that to somebody the other day. But, you know, I've really done a lot of things. I've been selling since I was 10. So I got really hooked on selling school magazines for fundraisers, and I was the top salesperson, won all the stuffed animals for my bed. And I just got hooked with the acknowledgement and all that kind of stuff. And then I've really been selling educational services or programs, product services, sometimes at a very high level, a strategic level, human resource programs that really really affect the lives of how people live their life today and really try to bring quality programs. So, you know, I've worked and sold stuff, products, things, as well as services, intangibles, and I've worked a lot of different channel markets. And so I think I'm a very good person for a business that's really starting up to say, how do you really beeline and get to the right thing so that you can get to wherever you're going faster with less angst?
Do companies typically hire you out for an extended period of time, or is it a one-time consultation, or how is it all kind of all over the gamut?
Well, success is transformational, and transformation takes time, you know, it takes over time. So the programs that I do really have certain components to it, and I can work with people one-to-one, which is often what I do. And then I have some group programs where we can actually do some content and some group coaching with like-minded businesses.
I got you.
Yeah.
Marie Fortoni is our guest with Get Clients Everywhere here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Who's your ideal client?
I love working with the solopreneur. I love working with startups and people that have been corporate refugees who have done really well in corporate America, have had great jobs, but they're sick of their fifth and sixth corporate layoff. And they've said, I've had it and I'm doing my own thing. And they might get a certification or they might get a license or they might start a business, which is actually quite easy to do today. But if they could practice their business and get the clients, if they could just work with their clients, they'd be very happy. What's missing is they don't have enough clients coming to the door so that they could actually do that. So what I do is I help that process in bringing more people to the door and really helping them figure out what it is that they can do. Because a lot of people just want to do the service and then they've become CEO of their company. They don't own that yet. They haven't really done that. And they're not acting as CEO. So you still have to make sure that the lights are on when you come in the morning and all those kinds of things that have to happen to get clients into your business so you can actually do your magic.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about some of the topics that you cover in your programs.
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is really identifying who a target market is. A lot of people just go, I'm going to sell to everybody. That's a great way to fall flat on your face really quickly. So really looking and doing the work of identifying who's a target. I have people say, oh, I sell to women or I sell to men. That's not a target market. That's a segment of a population. So it is really like, I would say for my target market, I work with people that are really worried about not making it and are considered giving up their business and going back to corporate America, being unfulfilled in a job that they've really hated. They're going to pull their kid out of private school. They're going to sell a second car. They're worried about, you know, should they cut their cable bill down? They get to that point where it's like, is it worth it for me to be a business owner? Because they thought they were just going to go and do social media marketing for people, but they didn't have to realize all the other things that they have to do around it. So really identifying your target is really helpful because it shines a beacon to those people. And when your messaging matches that and your website looks like that, all your programs look like that, your materials look like that, your people sound like that, it's amazing what happens and it becomes an attraction factor. So you have to make less phone calls out and you get more phone calls in. It's magic.
And you mentioned phone calls. I mean, do people even pick up the phone these days with technology and the online stuff going on? It seems like everybody lives and dies by emails.
I pick up the phone because something always happens in a conversation. Transformation is always in a conversation. So emails can be misread, not read, unread,
yeah.
Deleted mistakenly, and or text the same way. You don't really get the flavor.
And you mentioned earlier, people, you know, do business with people they like and friends, and you can't really develop that relationship without actually talking to somebody.
Yeah, I think it's really true. I mean, you know, it's hard sometimes. I mean, the phone gets heavy, you know, it weighs a lot of money. It weighs a lot. And it's not always the most fun thing. And I even suffer with picking up the phone. But once I pick up the phone and get that connection on the other end, then it's fun. That's when it's really fun.
One of the negatives of technology is we've become more impersonal.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll stand next to each other at a bus stop and not even make eye contact because we'll both be on our phones. But one of the good things is it allows a lot of us to do business everywhere. I mean, Business Radio X, our programs are heard literally all over the world. And we have records of listeners in other parts of the world listening to our programs. For you, are you allowed to do your business outside of the local Atlanta area?
Yeah, I think the farthest client I've ever worked with was in Zurich, Switzerland. Yeah,
nice.
It was kind of fun. And she saw me on a live stream and said, your business is Get Clients Everywhere. I need that. I want to talk to you.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. It was really quite fun.
It's not when you were first selling the magazines years ago, right. Knocking on doors.
Right. It's a good thing I have a big Italian family. They all bought the ones.
Share a success story. Somebody that maybe you worked with that needed a little direction and you came in and waved your magic wand. Well, I don't want to say you wave your magic because that makes it sound like it was easy.
I actually do have a magic wand. I use it in my different trainings, but it's fun. But I think the one that really comes to mind because it's fairly recent is a woman who does a lot of, she does more like relationship building, but she does it through some spiritual practices and energy work and really helps to work with people in kind of a very unique way. And she is very well known in the Atlanta market and she was doing pretty well, but she was really going from being an insurance broker where she was very successful to this other career. And so it's quite different, energy healing, selling houses, it's a little different market. But anyway, the upshot of it was she went through a mastermind that I lead called the Sales Success Mastermind. And she really looked at really taking on that business over time and really manifested going from a steady $2,000 a month. She still had her real estate business and people that were working for her. But she bumped it up to about $8,000 a month consistently in the time that we were working together, just by adding a few little tweaks and some getting her messaging right and getting her signature talk out so that she could speak to many and find her clients. So it was pretty successful for her. Yeah.
Marie, let me ask you a question for someone who might be listening and they're not sure whether they should pick up the phone and give you a call or shoot you an email.
Yeah.
And we'll give your contact information out in just a minute. They're kind of on the fence. What would you say to them? Why should they maybe at least have a conversation with you?
Well, the conversation, something will open up. I'm pretty well trained in terms of guiding a conversation to know and to listen where people are at the stage of their business. And all stages are fine. They could be brand new or they could be in business for 60 years. There's always something to be gained and to learn. So unless you really connect with people and are open and saying, what is available? What is a possibility? What am I not seeing? What am I not seeing that you're potentially seeing another avenue? There's always a door that's going to be opened and a shorter cut to that. It might fluff up the dust a little bit, sometimes, but and then I listen for, would they be a fit for one of the programs that I teach? If they are, then I'll give them an invitation. If they're not a fit, if they're not a business that I can work with or a client that I know about their business or whatever, I may not make that introduction, but I'm happy to make a referral.
Great. I know I don't want to let you go before asking about something that I know you're passionate about. Not that you're not passionate about get clients everywhere, because you are. You're passionate about everything you touch and do. I've known you for a while now, but the Women's Professional Development Network. Tell me all about that, because I'm on your email list. I see all the wonderful events you do. Tell us about that organization.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, we're a six-year-old network for professional women in the Atlanta market. I say that we are the premier professional development network in that we provide events, an environment, workshops, training to up-level the careers and the businesses of women. So who we are is that women prosper. Not that we don't want men to prosper, of course. But, that's something that we really want to do that's the target for that market. And we have wonderful events every month at the Capitol Grill in Dunwoody. So it's a lovely event, yummy food, white tablecloth, fabulous service. And we have a professional speaker every month that comes in and does some training. And then we have lots of membership opportunities, sponsorship opportunities to really grow and gain visibility in the Atlanta market.
We'll give our listeners the contact information for that group, for Get Clients Anywhere, Everywhere. Any other information you want to pass along as far as phone numbers, emails, feel free to do that now so folks can get in touch with Marie.
Well, they can go to getclientseverywhere.com. They can send me a message. There's a contact form on there. And all the information and the membership information about the Women's Professional Development Network, affectionately called WPDN, is on that website as well. And if they'd like to reach out and talk to me, they can call me at 770-263-8179.
Great. Again, and the website is getclientseverywhere.com. Marie, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. And I know you know the gentleman to your left, so we'll get to that in just a second. Okay. As well. But a quick reminder, Want to let our listeners know that Faratech, which of course underwrites this show, has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know that they stand behind their quality. For more information about Faratech, go to faratech.com. That's FARATECH.com. It's a little strange not having Stephen here to read that. Usually I hand this off to Stephen to do, but I'm handling it today. What's that, Marie?
You did good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the positive reinforcement. Our next guest to your left, Marie, is Rick Luce. He's here representing Milton Park Partners. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Mike.
Rick, Marie, first tell us, how do you know Rick? Because, you know, you dragged him in kicking and screaming. And no, just kidding. But you have a relationship with Rick, a business relationship.
Yeah, I do. You know, I am have also been working with Milton Park Partners to help help them find clients everywhere. So I just got to meet Rick and the other partners of that, and some of the partners I've been working with for several years. And Rick is a new contact, and he was just awesome and just jumping in today to come in and fill this spot and to talk about Milton Park Partners.
And I, just like you, Marie, a partner with Milton Park Partners. But tell us, give us the broad overview of Milton Park Partners.
All right. So Milton Park Partners is a permanent staffing company. We offer a Fortune 500 experience to small companies who otherwise wouldn't have access to the kind of experience that we can offer. My real business is called Simplicity Benefits. I'm in the health insurance space. I sell group health insurance. Milton Park Partners is my largest customer, and I'm here representing them today. Wayne Sermon is the founder of Milton Park Partners, and he came up with this idea to basically offer small to mid-sized businesses this Fortune 500 experience, payroll, all kinds of health insurance, medical, dental, vision, voluntary benefits, et cetera, 401ks. And so we're bringing a real solution to small companies that otherwise wouldn't be able to have access to these things. It gives them a competitive advantage. No entrepreneur, no small company, nobody ever got into business because they wanted to deal with human resources.
That is true.
Or payroll.
Yes.
Or any of the back office stuff. We take that off their plate. We allow business owners to focus on the passion that they have and the reason they got into business in the first place. So it's a very good value proposition. We have an admin fee that's $169 per employee per month for the services. Pay that fee. You have access to a whole list of benefits. And again, our buying power is stronger because we are bigger than the small companies that we sell to. They buy into it because they want that competitive advantage.
Usually when you would think of staffing companies, that's all they did. They would just staff you with employees. You talked about all the other advantages and the value proposition of Milton Park Partners. How long have they been doing that?
We've been around for about a year now. It took 9 months to get this thing off the ground. And we launched about a year ago in May. But the partners that make up Milton Park Partners include a company called Flex HR. They're an HR outsourcing company. They're handling all the HR compliance issues that most companies get wrong. They are in control. My company is Simplicity Benefits. I sell the medical, dental, and vision. We have a company called My Benefits that handles the 401k. We're tied to Guardian. We're tied to Merrill Lynch. And we're tied to one of the top employment law firms in the country called Ogletree Deacons. What I sell is self-funded insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. About 65% of all companies in this country self-fund. They do not buy fully insured. They build their own claims fund. They hire a third-party administrator to manage the claims, handle all the health issues, et cetera. That's what I sell. Milton Park Partners is my biggest customer, and as they grow, I grow. So it's in my best interest to make sure they grow.
We're talking with Rick Luce, who's here representing and talking about Milton Park Partners. Are all of the vertical markets, you know, you talk about doing the health benefits and mm-hmm. dental benefits and vision and so forth. Are you exclusive, or do they have exclusives in each vertical market?
Well, we're focused on white collar. It all boils down to the workers' comp code the people fall under. We've got to keep our pool of employees because Milton Park Partners becomes the employer of record. If you at Radio X wanted to join up with Milton Park Partners, you'd start getting a paycheck from Milton Park Partners. You'd fund it, but you'd become an employee of Milton Park Partners. And it's a very unique model, but it allows us to self-fund. It allows us to build a claims fund that will be bigger than the claims that get paid out every year. And that money is your money. It rolls over. If you're buying a fully insured product from a Blue Cross Blue Shield or an Aetna or a Cigna, you write that monthly premium check every month and it goes into their claims fund. In my world, you write that check to yourself. You transfer that money from a capital account to a trust account. You hire a third-party administrator to manage all that for you. We buy stop-loss insurance with your premium dollars. You're protected. It's very, very safe. Self-funding has been around since 1974, when the Department of Labor passed a law called ERISA, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. Every large company in this country self-funds. Because of Obamacare and all the chaos around it, self-funding has gone down market. I can now self-fund a 15-person company, and I can make it safe. It turns an otherwise nasty headache into a financial strategy. So I deal primarily with business owners, presidents, CFOs.
You've got to stay on your toes too, Rick, because the healthcare industry, it's changing almost daily, it seems.
It's hard to keep up with. But you know what? This industry is full of people who have been spoiled all their lives in this space because it hasn't been difficult to sell insurance. Now it's becoming difficult. Business owners are looking for a strategy, and you've got to be on your toes. Those of us who are on our toes win.
One of the questions, and we're talking again with Rick Luce, representing Milton Park Partners here on Gwinnett Business Radio. One of the questions you want me to ask you about, are you a PEO? And here's the funny thing. I've been doing here now for a few years and talked to a lot of businesses. Mm-hmm. Never heard the term PEO, though.
Okay. So it's Professional Employment Organization. That's what PEO stands for. You have heard of ADP. You've probably heard of Administaff. They're now called Insperity. These are all companies that are professional employment organizations. They sign on customers like we do. They take over HR. They take over payroll. They take over benefits, etc. But there's a difference. In the PEO world, if you're a client and you have employees that sign on with like an Insperity, you have a dotted line relationship to Insperity, and you have a dotted line relationship to the employer, the client. It's an awkward situation when it comes to insurance. The most important thing, I think, besides the third-party administrator, the most important thing in self-funding is stop-loss. The stop-loss providers will not deal with PEOs. They just won't, because there's a confusion as to who that employee works for. Because Milton Park Partners becomes the employer of record, we can self-fund, and it gives us a competitive advantage. We sound like a PEO, we look like a PEO, but we're not a PEO. In fact, when we were trying to secure stop-loss insurance, the 7 different reinsurers we went to all turned us down because we just looked like a PEO. We went out and hired Ogletree Deacons, one of the top employment law firms, had them write a paper on us, an opinion letter, 2 pages, a bunch of money. But we took that paper, sent it to all 7 of those reinsurers, and they all competed for our business. It took 9 months to build Milton Park Partners. We launched last May, and we're growing every month. We're signing on new companies, solopreneurs, like Marie mentioned, and companies in the 10, 20, 30, 40 range mm-hmm. every single month. That's it's been great. Fun. It's been great. Yeah.
Well, for those that would like to find out more and maybe become the latest to sign up with yep. Milton Park Partners, give us the website, any information you want to sure. pass along so people can reach out.
So MiltonParkPartners.com. It's a great website. There's all kinds of information about the company and the value proposition on there. My name is Rick Luce. I'm at Rick.Luce@simplicitybenefits.com. My phone number is 770-335 6150.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Rick Luce here talking about Milton Park Partners on the program. One more quick reminder about our studio partner here, of course, Subaru of Gwinnett. And I can't read this as well as Stephen, but I'll give it my best. Love, it's what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience, Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. That's actually kind of a timely read, talking about love with our next guest now coming on. And she is Elizabeth Bergner, with Planned Pethood of Georgia. So you know all about love when it comes to the animals, of course, right, Elizabeth?
I do, Mike. Thank you so much.
Good to have you here. Tell us about your organization and what you guys do.
Well, you know, Planned Pethood, you would think that it is all about pets, but we're just as much about the people that bring those pets through our front doors. We are all about helping reduce shelter overpopulation. We want to spay and neuter everything on four legs, of course. We adopt out over 700 animals, dogs and cats, puppies and kittens every year. But the people who thank us and at least once a week with tears in their eyes are the people that we've helped take care of their pets and keep them in their homes and keep them healthy.
I'm glad you made it clear that you want to spay and neuter everything on four legs.
Yes, absolutely.
And not two.
Don't hold still too long.
Yeah. Oh, now. Now I'm a little concerned. But talk about that emphasis. Why do you guys really emphasize the spay and the neuter?
We emphasize spay and neuter because of the 7.5 million animals that are turned into shelters every year, a lot of which don't make it out alive, by the way. That's the only sad thing I'll say all day. Only 10% of those animals that end up in shelters are spayed and neutered. So not only is it good for your own pet health-wise, but it is good for the general population as far as reducing the roaming cat and dog populations and keeping those unwanted litters not there.
And I don't think people realize that Georgia has one of the worst problems when it comes to overpopulation and some of the things that you mentioned. How are you able to offer your services, especially the spay and neuter, at a lower cost than, say, your typical vet down the road?
Well, the spays and neuter surgeries that we do are extremely high quality. They're high volume, but they're also high quality. We advertise that as a low-cost, high-quality service with an emphasis on quality. And what that means is we do almost exactly the same thing that a full-service vet would do, but our lobby's not quite as pretty. And since we are a nonprofit, we get a lot of our supplies donated. We have some wonderful donors who have us set up on a monthly deposit every month to donate funds. And we have volunteers. We have about 50 to 60 volunteers in our organization that provide a lot of things that a paid employee would have to do in a full service clinic.
Do the other vets, and I'm sure you work with other vets in the community, do they see you as competition because you're kind of providing some of the same services that they do?
They really don't, because we're serving a market that would not be going through their front doors anyway. These are people who can't afford to have their pets spayed and neutered. They can't afford to keep their vaccines current. And even if they could, there's an education gap in a lot of ways. So we do a lot of outreach into underserved communities. And we draw people in who would not be going through the doors of those full-service vets anyway. We actually refer a lot of people to full-service vets for things that we can't treat. If you come in with a broken leg, we don't have an x-ray machine. We're going to send you down the street. And if you call for a cat that's sniffling, we're not going to see them for that. We'll spay them, but we are going to send them back to that full-service vet for the medication. And likewise, the full-service vets that know us know that we do perform really high-quality surgeries, and they refer to us. So it goes the other way as well.
Do you have a full-time person doing the spay and neuters? Because I know in some organizations, they'll have the local vets mm-hmm. come in and donate their time.
Right. We do not use volunteer veterinarians. Okay. We have a wonderful full-time medical director. Dr. Jennifer Odom is able to do between 30 and 40 surgeries per day. So if you compare that to a regular clinic, they're going to do maybe 2, maybe 5 surgeries in a day. But because she's trained in high volume spay and neuter, and she has an amazing staff behind her doing all the prep work, she's able to do a really high volume. That's how we have been able to exceed 5,000 surgeries every year. And we've actually done 28,000 surgeries to date. That's in a little less than 6 years. So you got to say we're the experts.
Now, are you a nonprofit organization?
We are a 501c3 okay. nonprofit organization.
Okay.
All donations are tax deductible.
That's a good point. We'll make sure we emphasize that before we finish up with you. Elizabeth Bergner with Planned Pethood of Georgia. She's the executive director. You guys, of course, rescue and adopt homeless pets. Do you actually have a shelter, or I hate to use the word shelter, I like to use the word the adoption center on site where you have a lot of these animals, or do you do foster homes?
We work with a network of foster homes. We have about 30 people who are willing to open up their homes at various times during the year for a litter of kittens. Right now, it's kitten season. Anybody who is in animal rescue knows that starting in late February, the kittens start just pouring through the cracks. But we have people who keep them in their homes, and people who adopt animals like getting them from foster homes because we know their personalities. You know that animal has been hand-raised, has received premium medical care, and we can tell you about their personality. We know if this cat is good with dogs. We know if this dog is housebroken, as opposed to coming from a shelter, which I in no way want to discourage because those shelters, animals need to get out. But we just know more about them.
And I'm sure you're always looking for foster homes.
Absolutely.
it's a great way if you don't want to fully commit long term to a pet, but I do know that a lot of foster homes sometimes they fall in love with them and they become the full time homes.
We call those foster failures, and we don't mean that in a bad way.
I like that a lot. You have a program called the Barn Cat Program. What
yes.
is that all about?
I love talking about the Barn Cat Program because I love talking about feral cats and unowned stray and community cats. We work a lot with Gwinnett County Animal Control, and when people bring in a feral cat in a trap, this is an unowned cat that doesn't want anything.
A feral cat's kind of a wild cat that's probably never been raised by humans.
Exactly.
Or something.
It does not want anything to do with a human. It wants to be left alone. If it's left alone, it's going to have a couple of litters every year of five cats in each litter, and the population will continue to explode and the neighbors will complain. So when you trap that and you take it to an animal control shelter, they can't adopt that cat out because it's not tame. It's dangerous. You can't touch that cat. So what can they do with it? Well, most shelters will euthanize them. So the answer to that is what we call trap, neuter, return. You trap the cat, you have it neutered, and you return it to that area. You stabilize the colony in that area. Now, once they get to animal control at Gwinnett County, we have cooperated with the county to institute this barn cat program whereby we will pull them from animal control, we neuter them, we vaccinate them, we tip their ears for identification, and we send that cat to live in a barn, at a stable, on some type of property where it can live out its life doing what it wants to do, being a cat, and incidentally providing free pest control.
Who came up with that idea?
You know, it's been around for a while and it's getting more and more popular. There's a lot of TNR programs around, and I'm really proud to be part of the one that's in Gwinnett County.
Well, Planned Pethood, and you may have said it and I might have missed it. How long has the organization been around?
We were founded almost 6 years ago. We did our first surgery in August of 2010.
Okay. And you mentioned some of the numbers as far as the spay and neuter. So you've been very successful. What has been the reason for that success, do you think?
Well, there is obviously a need for it in the community because so many people have come in. There is no other low-cost, high-volume spay neuter in Gwinnett County. So we filled a niche. But it's also the fact that we stress customer service. We are compassionate. We love what we do. You're not going to get rich doing spay, neuter, and rescue. You have to love what you do to be here. And I hear over and over again from the people who use our services that we answer the phones. You're not going to get a recording when you call us. We're going to answer the phone. That's rare in the nonprofit world, from what I've found.
It's rare in the business world, too, in a lot of places.
Right. And we're very responsive. And it's not just black and white service. You get this or you get this. It's very gray. We will pull out all the stops to do what needs to be done for that animal.
I'm going to go way out on a limb here, Elizabeth, and I'm going to assume you probably could use a lot of volunteers.
You know what? If you've got some free time, give Planned Pethood a call. There are so many things that a volunteer can do for us. You can donate money, huh? But you can also come in and bottle feed some kittens. You can foster a puppy. You can help us clean cages and sweep and mop at the end of the day. You can wrap some surgery packs and clean instruments. Whatever your skills are, we can use them at Planned Pethood. And that includes professional services, too, like marketing. I may want to talk to Marie after show about getting some social media going. And sorry, and Rick. we need marketing. We even need construction people, in electricians, people who can help with facility issues. So just about anything you do, we could use your services at Planned Pethood, and you'll be doing a good deed for some pets.
Now, for the dog lovers out there, they're saying, boy, she's talked a lot about cats.
We do dogs as well.
Okay,
we do have a dog and puppy adoption program. So right now we have three cute little coonhound puppies that are looking for good homes. They're the cutest things you've ever seen.
Because, you know, you have those dog people and you have the cat people sometimes.
We are multi-petual at Planned Pethood.
Very nice. Did you just make that up on the spot?
I did, just like that.
You're good. For those that would like to volunteer their time or their services or money or make a donation of some sort, whether it be mm-hmm. money or goods, and, you know, goods, give us the website, any phone
sure.
numbers.
Our website is pethoodga.org, and you can call us anytime at 678-561-3491.
Great. Planned Pethood of Georgia. I actually was sending Trey, our producer, a text the other day about Planned Pethood. And apparently the autocorrect made it Planned Parenthood.
Oh, dear.
And so, yeah, so Trey's like, it's Planned Pethood. It's like, I know that. Oh, okay. But it's a great name. And congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much. We call ourselves Choosing Life for Georgia's Pets. So there's a tie in there.
Great. And thank you for coming and sharing your story with us here on Business Radio X.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. Elizabeth Bergner, the executive director with Planned Pethood of Georgia on the show. Also, a big thank you to our other guests, Rick Luce, talking about Milton Park Partners, and Marie Fertoni with Get Clients Everywhere. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Business Radio X programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download any of our shows on iTunes, and they're out there all over the other social media platforms. Follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. Like us on Facebook, also at Gwinnett Radio X. We've got the new YouTube channel. You can watch our programs there as well. For our producers, Trey and Z, I'm Mike Salmon. And for all of our guests, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
We need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.